A jury has heard a man accused of murdering a mangawhai toddler told first responders he accidentally dropped the girl. 2-year-old Aria Dawn Roberts died in the care of her mother's former boyfriend, Aaron Archer, in August last year. Mr. Archer has pleaded not guilty, saying it was a tragic accident, while the Crown maintains Mr. Archer assaulted the girl when he was alone with her. Our court reporter, Annika Smith, was at the first day of Aaron Archer's trial in the High Court at Auckland.
In the early evening of August 22 last year, Aria's mother popped out of her Mangawhai Head's home to go to the supermarket. When the woman, who can't be named, returned home just 15 minutes later, her baby wasn't breathing. Her landlords, Steve and Helen Towa, were watching TV next door when they heard her scream.
It was just very hysterical, screaming, "Help me, help me, my baby's not breathing." And I think she said, "My baby, not Aria, just my baby's not breathing."
They both ran downstairs towards the commotion. Steve said Aria was cold and her body lifeless when he reached her.
Once I started CPR, my wife then rang emergency services, who then advised me of what to do from then on.
Steve worked on the girl until paramedics arrived, but she died shortly after. Today, he told the jury, Aaron Archer said he was playing with the 2-year-old when she hit her head.
He said he was swinging around and accidentally dropped her, or she hit her head somewhere. Something along those lines. I mean, I can't be exact, honestly. I mean, I was really focused on trying to bring baby back.
Helen Towa, who helped her husband perform CPR, recalled Mr. Archer saying he dropped Aria.
He just said, "She hit her head. I dropped her. She hit her head." He used the phrase, "I dropped her. She hit her head."
It's the Crown's case that Mr. Archer assaulted Aria while he was alone with her. Crown prosecutor Olivia Clarkson said the toddler was uninjured, bar a single bruise to her eye, when her mother left home that night. The court heard when she returned, Aria had around 20 bruises on her head and face and a fatal brain injury.
The level of force required in a head injury for a child of this age is equivalent to that of a road traffic accident or falling from a height of around 2 stories.
Ms. Clarkson said Mr. Archer's explanations of what happened that night didn't match up with the expert evidence. She told the jury they would hear from a forensic expert who found Aria's injuries could only be caused by deliberate force. In a brief opening address, Mr. Archer's defence lawyer, Annabelle Maxwell-Scott, said her client didn't assault the girl.
"There is nothing sadder than the death of a child, and none of us wish we were sat here dealing with this, but we have to. The defence case is simple. It was an awful, tragic accident, but it was an accident."
She later asked Steve Towa about Mr. Archer's demeanour at the house that night.
He was traumatised as well. There's no doubt about that.
Traumatised.
I mean, it must have been pretty tough on him too.
The trial before Justice Fatta and a jury is set down for 3 weeks. Atui te kōti mātua ko Annika Smith aho.